Your problem is that you're a naive and simple person that trusts others easily. If you stay like this, you won't survive in the city. Now, what I want to tell you is nothing is easy. You've got to be strong enough to hear it so you can claim your rights. Otherwise, you'll be worse off than you already are. Right now, you're not in good shape at all, and I don't think you are aware of it.
You're making me even more worried. I'm feeling so anxious now.
Okay. Well, then tell me, did you know about Sina's illness?
Of course. Everyone knew about it.
No, see, you're wrong. I don't mean his epilepsy. That was nothing. I wish it was just that. Do you know why Sina died? No one dies of epilepsy.
You see, Shadi? I really just don't understand you at all. Do you mean to tell me that Sina died of another cause?
Yes, that's the truth.
Well, what cause?
Sina had had a brain tumor for many years.
Sina had a brain tumor?
A malignant tumor that was growing every single day. Doctors had turned him down. They said he may die any moment.
Then why didn't anyone tell me anything about it?
You wouldn't have married him if they'd told you, would you? Why do you think I divorced him? Everybody knew. I, just like you, found out on my own. No offense, but I think they picked you so that Sina could be with a younger, beautiful girl and have some fun in his dying days.
And how do I know that you're telling me the truth?
Why would I lie to you? What's in it for me?
I don't really know what's in it for you or why you're saying these things to me, but I don't want to hear the rest of it.
Don't fool yourself, girl. What are you running from? I know. It's really hard to see all your dreams go up in smoke overnight and then realize they've pulled the wool over
your
eyes.
Stop it. You're lying to me. It's because you hold a grudge against his family. You want to pit me against them because of your problems with Sarah. I don't want to listen to this anymore.
Wait. Yes. I have a grudge. And why shouldn't I? They also ruined my life. They lied to me, just like they lied to you. We are two women with a shared pain. I reclaim my rights from them. You should do it too. You should have seen how many suitors I had. Every girl marries with a world of hopes and dreams. What dreams I had. My own home. A bright future. The prospect of having a family. I wanted children. To be a mother.
Yes, who is it?
Hello, Uncle Fazel. I'm Bashir.
Hi, Bashir. Come in.
No, thanks. I've got to go. Could you come to the door, please?
All right, I'm coming.
Hello.
Hello.
We noticed you hadn't left home for a while, so we got worried. My dad was going to drop himself, but I stopped him. I thought you'd come and say hi. My mom cooked this for you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you. Come here.
No, thanks. I won't trouble you. I just want to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Please don't take offense. I want to get news about Turang. So how is she doing now? Is she all right? Tell me, please.
Thank God. She wants to go to university. If she doesn't make it, she'll return here to stay with me.
You know, I thought maybe after Sinas Ghaffari's death, Turang might.
Bashir, Turang is okay and doesn't need anyone's pity. And don't you say anything that might make Turang look bad in the village. You understand?
But tell me, I wonder why you always get mad at me. I only want what's in Turang's best interest. I'm aware of Turang's marriage to that man. I saw them on their way to Tehran. Then I asked Tahereh so many questions that she finally told me everything about it. But don't worry, I haven't let anyone find out, even my family. Uncle Fazel. For God's sake. Just tell me in one word what Turang is going to do. When is she returning home? She's got nothing to do there.
I don't know anything. And I will no longer meddle in her affairs. Let her do whatever she would like to do. I'm tired, tired.
Don't be upset with me. You'll make me regret ever telling you. I really thought that you would thank me. I didn't want you to pity the Ghaffaris and claim your rights. If you don't believe me, you can go to his doctor, Dr. Fekrat. Or even better, you can ask Sarah directly. You can even tell her I told you. This way, she can't lie to you anymore. If you ever need me, do give me a call.
I pray what you said isn't true. In my whole life, this is the first time I'm hoping someone isn't lying to me.
Here you go. It must be Turang. You're late, girl. We were very worried.
No need to worry, Balor. I was somewhere close. Hello, Sarah.
Hello there.
You will have dinner, I suppose.
Yes. In fact, I'm really hungry.
In the few years that he's been in my care, I knew that there was no hope for his recovery. The temporal tumor was progressing, and there was nothing we could do. In such cases, it's not possible to predict the exact time of death. The patient may survive for a few months, or sometimes a few years, depending on the several factors. Anyway, I'm sorry and offer my condolences. Of course, I didn't know that Sina had remarried, but what is really said to me is that the issue was kept secret from you and the rest of the family until now.
Listen, Doctor. All I want to know is whether Sina was at all aware of his illness or not.
No, not at all. Mr. Jafari insisted it to be kept from Sina and the others. And I cooperated with him against my will and professional opinion.
Well then, since you don't need Sina's file anymore, can I please take it with me?
I'm afraid I have to keep it in our record. What is the reason you need the file?
How about a copy? So will you let me copy it? Please?
Okay, no problem.
Why are you sitting in the dark? Do you have any idea how many hours you've been here? You'll die of grief, girl.
Tell me, do you know where Sarah is?
She's sitting downstairs with Vahid. Do you want to talk to her?
So what? We already knew about this. Perhaps you want to ask why we didn't tell you about Sina's illness sooner. Didn't we try hard to stop your marriage? We fought so much. Poor father, amid all those problems, his greatest concern was your marriage. Back then, when you were planning your bright future, you wouldn't listen to anyone else, but now? I wonder how you can sit in front of me and demand an answer like I owe you one. You know, you behave as if Sina's death was only important for you. Think about it. If you've lost your husband of a few weeks, I've lost my brother of 25 years.
Sitarang, I want you to admit that we all did our very best to prevent this. But you and Sina finally did it. We couldn't tell you about Sina's illness because we were afraid he would find out through you and somehow harm himself. I want you to realize that Sina's death has upset the lives of all of us, not just yours.
See, dear girl, you entered our life for a while, which was a mistake, or born of true feelings, whatever you know better. But now there's no more reason to continue this relationship. You made a decision for your life, but it didn't work out. Sometimes things in life just happen and there's nothing you can do. Well, now you've got to stick to your decision. As long as Sina was alive, we had no problems, did we? Did we? Nothing has changed now. You'll go back to the north to Uncle Fazil and hopefully, this time, make a better decision for your future. Our dealings with you and Uncle Fazil will return to normal, business as usual. Of course, we really don't want to see you hurt.
We've come up with some money to help you for a while. It may not be that much, but we can't give more in our current condition.
It seems to me like you know nothing about life except money. You're used to buying everything with money. Everything is a deal for you. You take illegal loans, you go to jail, you get a wife for your son with money. First Shadi and then me. Do you think I married Sina for money? No, Sarah. I loved Sina with all my heart. It was pure love and simple. Here, you should take this all for yourselves. You need it more than me, and don't you worry at all about it. I really won't bother you anymore. For me, everything is over. I only hope I never see you again because I can't stand you or your disgusting life.
Woe will come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets. This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zachariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in His hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name. Along with the name of three other women, that voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names,
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How can we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Allah. واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد السلام عليك ايها النبي ورحمه الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر
Come on, let's go. Get in. We'll set off. Thank you.
Uncle Fazel? It's me, Tarang. Will you open the door, please?
Tehere has been asking about you for a few days. Why have you locked yourself up at home? Go into the village tomorrow and visit Tehere too. Thank you. I'll take some myself.
Hello, Hajbagher. Please, come in.
Hello, dear Tarang. Is Uncle Faisal home?
No. But tell me, is there anything that I can do for you?
These gentlemen have come from Tehran to see the villa. They are friends of Engineer Parto.
Friends of Vahid Parto?
Of course. God willing, they have come to buy the villa. The engineer himself called my realty. Come in, please.
Thank you, sir.
Dear Tarang, please get the building's keys so these gentlemen can see the rooms as well.
Hello, this is Fazel. I'm calling you from the north.
Hello, dear Fazel. Are you well? How's Tarang?
Mr. Engineer, I'm calling to see what's happening with all the...
I know. You must be calling about the villa's sale. It's my fault. I should have told you earlier. You know, they were not supposed to come see the villa today. They've rushed it a bit.
You mean to tell me you've put the villa up for sale without telling me about it? And don't you know we've been living in this place for the past 13 years? Why haven't you taken our situation into consideration? What about that?
You're right, Uncle Fazel, but there are some problems that you're also aware of.
Listen, mister. Do you want to displace me and uproot me in my final years? Suddenly and without any notice? What is wrong with you? First you lied about Cena's illness, and I haven't forgiven you for that, believe me. I said nothing because this was Terang's decision, and I will leave you to God's final judgment in the end. And then Sarah treated Terang so very badly like that. And now you decide to sell the villa without even telling me about it.
Fazel, calm down a bit and listen to me. You know that we're stuck in an impossible situation right now. Otherwise, we wouldn't let things get this far. I'm so sorry for the situation you're in. Truly, I am.
I'm not dealing with you. I don't care if you're sorry or not. All these years, I've worked for Mr. Gaffari faithfully, done my best. Now I want to know what Nasa says. Does he know about it at all? Or is this a plot hatched by you and Sarah? Was this something that you thought up only? Tell me.
Uncle Fazel, instead of shouting, please listen to me. You must know that Mr. Gaffari gave the villa to Sarah a few years ago. And the only reason that we have decided at this point to sell is to perhaps secure Mr. Gaffari's release from the prison that he's in. Of course, we are thinking about you. We won't let your hard work go to waste. God willing, after the villa's sale, I'll come to the north with full hands. I won't leave you high and dry, Uncle Fazel.
Once upon a time, you would at least say hi. Seems like you're forgetting that, too. How long do you want to hide in that house? There's no need to be shy for spending a few weeks in Tehran.
My going to Tehran is none of your business. And don't you ever stand in my way. Got it?
It's you who should get it. You don't notice, but there are all sorts of gossip about you.
To heck with people and you. Are you my guardians? Even Uncle Fazel has nothing to say. And you think I have to answer to you?
You've ruined Uncle Fazel's reputation and honor. He's more embarrassed than you, but he doesn't show it. I had to say these things to get him off my chest. I'm still ready to defy the village folk and my father as well. If anyone asks me a question, I have no answer to give. I'll wait a little longer if you ask me to. By now, you must have realized who is more faithful to you.
Thank you.
Hello, Uncle Fazel.
Hello, Bashir.
You need anything, sir?
No, thank you.
Uncle, you are living here?
Mm-hmm.
But where all of a sudden?
Former house of the late Salehi.
But that's not a house anymore. It's ruined.
It's okay. We'll stay here for a while, until our situation improves.
I'll go get my dad's truck. I'll be back soon. If you need anything, please let me know. I'll help you move, too.
Thank you. I didn't want to trouble you.
It was no trouble, Uncle. It's my duty. I'm at your service, too, if you need anything.
Thank you. We troubled you, indeed.
Goodbye.
We've got no choice right now. It's better to stay here a few days than to be a burden to other people. Tomorrow, I'll go to the city for work. If I'm able to find a job, I'll rent a place and we'll go there. But if I can't find any work, I guess we'll return to Rudbar. At least, we have a few relatives there, so it won't be that hard on us. What do you say?
Whatever you say, dear uncle. I'm going to work with Taharit tomorrow. And that is if you don't mind, of course.
All right. Not a bad idea. It's better than staying alone all day in this deserted place.
Do you still feel dizzy?
No, Doctor. I just feel a bit faint.
It's okay. Your blood pressure is still low.
Doctor, it's due to hunger. She hasn't eaten anything all day.
That may be true, but I suggest you go to the city for some tests.
But why tests?
Nothing important, I hope. You should take a pregnancy test, that's all. I think you're becoming a mother. I'll write your prescription. Congratulations, my dear. I just didn't know you were married. Thank you.